talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. One of the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it was made over this weekend. And remember, the third caller today wins a Devil Radio t-shirt. Designer t-shirt designed by Crudy. Third caller today. Let's look at what happened this weekend. It's unbelievable. There was finally an impeachment vote. I should say a conviction vote on the entire impeachment process. And when all the dust settled, and we're going to get into all of the sausage being made, the vote was 57-43 to convict Donald Trump, remove him from office, and then set up another vote, which would be majority only, to bar him from holding federal office ever again. 57-43. 57% of the 100 senators who know him well felt that he was no good, that he betrayed the country, that he'd incited an insurrection. He directed an attack against another co-equal branch of government, the legislative branch, Congress. Almost got some of them killed. For the grace of God, they would have been killed. Five police officers, I mean, more than 100 police officers were injured. One was killed, was murdered, beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. Another had his eye gouged out. Two more are brain damaged from being beaten over the head with lead pipes. Two committed suicide afterwards. Two committed suicide. This crowd yelled the N-word at African-American Capitol police officers who simply asked them to go home and not invade the Capitol. A woman was crushed to death, trampled to death. A woman, a protester, trampled to death. Another one was shot and killed by law enforcement as she broke in to try to murder members of Congress. And many others were injured. 57-43. Now, in any election, this is the most bipartisan impeachment conviction vote in the history of the United States. Far higher than the one with Andrew Johnson in the 1860s, far higher. Nixon never really got to a vote because he simply resigned. Far higher than Clinton's, far higher than Trump's first impeachment conviction vote. But the framers built into our system, you need 67 votes, two-thirds. 66 is one shy of two-thirds. 67 is a little over two-thirds. Two-thirds is 66.666666 into infinity. So you need 67. So 10 more Republicans would have had to have joined. And let me tell you something. When the framers set it at 67 for 100 senators, I mean, back then it wasn't 67 because there weren't 50 states with two senators each, but two-thirds. The idea was that the Senate would operate above party lines and they would look at the individual crime of the president. Doesn't have to be a criminal offense technically, but the individual conduct of the president, and they come to a consensus. George Washington opposed political parties. Back then, there was the Federalist Party of John Adams and the what became the Democratic Party of Thomas Jefferson. He opposed that. The problem is that given the realities of an economy and a diverse populace, eventually there are going to be political parties. Anyway, there weren't 67. I don't think there will ever be 67 votes to impeach a president, no matter what he does. The incumbent party, or the party of the president, is not going to give the votes necessary. They'll weasel out. Anyway, 57-43 is trumpeted as an acquittal. In any other election, it would be a landslide against him, but he was not convicted. Now, what does that even mean here? He's not in office anymore. The idea behind it is Nancy Pelosi impeached him, started to impeach him. The process passed it in the House. Nancy Pelosi and bipartisan Democrats and 10 Republicans in the House. She then gave it over to Moscow. Mitch said, Moscow, let's start this now. This was several weeks before Biden was sworn in. Moscow Mitch said, oh, no, we will schedule it in due course. Here, let me look at the calendar. He pretended to look at the calendar. And then he said, why? It seems to me that the earliest we can do it is the afternoon of January 20. And Pelosi's people go, well, Joe Biden will be the president at noon on January 20. You're just slow rolling this. You're small balling this. And he simply grinned. You know, this guy has a bizarre smile and frankly, a bizarre demeanor. Then he had the guts to get up and say that this time, when it was finally brought after Biden became president, that it was too late. He's the one who stopped it. And it wasn't too late. There's plenty of precedent in American history going back to the impeachment of a Secretary of War, now called the Secretary of Defense, in 1876, who took bribes, got caught, and he resigned, thinking, okay, now they can't impeach me. And they went ahead and impeached and convicted him anyway. And that was true throughout history before that. American history and also British history prior to that, on which a lot of our legal system is based. So, okay, 57-43. Let's take a look at some of the lowlights of the Republican Party in this impeachment conviction process. First of all, their lawyers, if you took a look at their presentation, you would say, oh my God, I would not want those lawyers representing me on anything. Frankly, they flat out lied about a number of things. Let me start with one of them. And this was on Friday, back when David Schoen was still in the mix. He was not there on Saturday. He's observant of the Sabbath. But earlier, they put up a video, and the Democrats did, about the mob and all this. And he gets up and he goes, I never saw that before. If they had this powerful stuff and it wasn't cooked up, why didn't they show everybody a long time ago? And it turned out that he lied. He had been shown it in advance of the conviction trial. There was a stipulation that each side had to show the other side in advance all the evidence it was going to put on. And it did do that. It did do that. So when he said, well, the security internal video is news to me, wasn't news to him. And when he said that the Democrats hadn't put it on national TV right at the beginning of the trial, he had it and he could have put it on national TV. He didn't put it on national TV because it was bad for him. The Democrats put it on when it was needed in the trial. Then he goes, well, and anyway, that's manipulated. They manipulated the video. And I'm thinking, what, they manipulated the guy with the horns and the fur and the war paint? No, I don't think they did that. They manipulated the people breaking windows or going, oh, Nancy, where are you? And hang Mike Pence. Did they manipulate that? No, they did not. What he's saying is that if you put on a portion of any video, no matter how long it is, if you cut it off at some point, that's manipulation. Then they manipulated their own video under their standards. And I'm not attacking them for it because you can't put on 100% of every video. They put on just excerpts of people on the Democratic Party going, we've got to fight. We've got to fight. Elizabeth Warren, we've got to fight. Kamala Harris, we've got to fight. Joe Biden, we've got to fight. Without any context at all. So it's not a matter of manipulation. You put on excerpts of the video and the other party can put on the whole thing if they want. And, you know, this business of we got to fight. So therefore, when Donald Trump gins up a mob over 2 months saying save the date, come in the date that they are counting, it's already been counted, certifying some ceremonial certification of the states electoral vote count. You come in, march up to the Capitol, and you're not going to save your country. If you're weak, you got to fight. Think about this. If a football coach says to his team in the championship game, okay, go out and kill him. And then Charles Manson says to his followers, okay, go out and kill him. Those are two separate things. And if Jim Jones says, drink the Kool-Aid, that's one thing. If a mom to her toddler at snack time says, drink the Kool-Aid, that's entirely different. In any event, the presentation by the defense counsel was pathetic. Not only was it untruthful, and saying they hadn't seen evidence that they'd been given days before, but it was, they didn't respond to anything on the facts. They simply repeated legal arguments. And I'm going to hit two of them. I'm going to hit two of the legal arguments that they hit. One of them, the First Amendment. They say, well, he has a First Amendment right to say anything he wants. Well, the answer is no, he doesn't. He doesn't. This is not a trial about his First Amendment rights. Let me give you an example. If the President of the United States got up and said, you know, I've come to like Russia a lot, and I've decided I'm going to let them occupy the Eastern Seaboard from New England down to Florida, I'm going to, by executive order, deed them the land, and we welcome the communist system of government in the United States. He has a right to say that under the First Amendment. There's a lot of nuts that have the right to say that. You can go over to the student union in Madison, you can say that. You're not going to be prosecuted for saying it. But if the President of the United States said it, I think we would have gotten at least 17 votes among the Republicans to get him out of office. It's what he does and says as president. As one of the justices once say, you can't ride with the cops and praise the robbers. If you're putting yourself up as president, there's some things, no, you can't say. Also, the average person couldn't even gin up a crowd and then urge them to go up and fight and invade the Capitol. They had no permit to be up there. He knew what was going to happen. That is incitement. That is incitement. The other thing, the only other argument they made was the legal argument. Well, he's out of office, you can't impeach him. Not only is that false, not only is that something that there's precedent against it throughout our history, but they voted on that at the beginning of the trial, and 55-45, it got shot down. Five Republicans said, no, that's ridiculous. That is law of the case. That's what it's called. That is an established ruling in the case. So that's all they did. There was a lot of chin music, a lot of bumping of gums, and a lot of false things, but that is what they said and did. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Third caller wins a Crudy designer t-shirt of Devil Radio. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.